Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR Senior News Analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green, the opinion editor of the Baltimore Sun. Andy, you all have been writing a lot about the mayor and the police commissioner and, of course, the falling arrest rate in the city, which is alarming a lot of people. And what do you think is going on here?
Well, let's first of all say that more arrests does not necessarily equal less crime. We've had times when we've had a lot of arrests and crime has gone down. We've had times when arrests have declined and crime has gone down even further. So there's not a direct one-to-one correlation. But what is alarming about the sudden drop-off from one month to the next, a 43% decline, according to reporting by The Sun's Doug Donovan and Colin Campbell, from April to May.
A sharp fall-off.
Sharp fall-off. This is more, I think, an indicator that the police on the street have changed dramatically what they're doing from one moment to the next. And this is not the result of some well-thought-through policy change. It's obviously a reaction by the rank and file in some way to what has gone on in the aftermath of Freddie Gray's death and the indictment of the six officers. The police union will say, well, the officers are scared to do their jobs because they're afraid they'll get thrown in jail. Other people say that's not it. They're just angry that their fellow officers were indicted and are engaging in what amounts to a work slowdown. We don't know the answer to that. It's perhaps different for different people. But the bottom line is something has changed at a time when the city is experiencing the worst violent crime it has had in, take your pick, 20 years, 40 years. And we're just not seeing a clear direction from the police commissioner or the mayor in trying to snap the force out of it and get them back to doing what they need to do to keep us safe.
It really is a problem for them, I'm sure. They seem not to know really what to do. It looks as if they don't have a concept.
Yeah, the commissioner has been on both sides of this. On the one moment, he's sympathizing with the officers who he says have endured a lot of trauma. On the other hand, he's pointing to their moral obligation to keep the city safe. You know, the mayor will say, and she's right, that arrests aren't necessarily a predictor of what crime is going to be. But at the same time, she has not come out with a very strong response to this kind of violence. You know, we've been through spikes before, not this bad in a very long time, and we've reacted a lot more strongly to a lot less.
Well, I think that most of the citizenry is going to say that this all stems from the unhappiness, the unrest, the violence, the rioting, the burning that went on. And so you can understand if people think there's a direct connection between those two things, mm-hmm. and particularly when you get such a sharp drop-off. And then you have reports such as Marilyn Mosby, the state's attorney, having asked police to do what they are now refusing to do because they don't know exactly what their limits are.
Yeah, there does seem to be some legitimate confusion about what the rules are, but we need the police commissioner to stand up clearly and unequivocally say what the force should be doing. He needs to say it to them in roll call in the mornings. He needs to say it publicly. He needs to be giving clear direction because the city is in a crisis of violent crime right now. And if he can't do it, one wonders how long the mayor is going to keep him around.
Well, and the citizens of Baltimore are thinking exactly the same thing, I would think. Well, Andy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Fraser.
For Andy Green, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.